The Lord be with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. At that time, Jesus withdrew to the region of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a Canaanite woman of that district came and called out, "Have pity on me, O Lord, son of David. My daughter is tormented by a demon." But Jesus did not say a word in answer to her. Jesus' disciples came and asked him, "Send her away, for she keeps calling out after us." He said in reply, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." But the woman came and did Jesus homage, saying, "Lord, help me." He said in reply, "It is not right to take the food of the children and throw it to the dogs." She said, "Please, Lord, for even the dogs eat the scraps and fall from the table of their masters." Then Jesus said to her in reply, "O woman, great is your faith. Let it be done for you as you wish." And the woman's daughter was healed from that hour. The Gospel of the Lord. Morning. Our scripture reading for today, especially the gospel, show us an image of Christ that is different from what we used to hear. We heard in our gospel story today that Jesus was very sharp, harsh, and most of the image that we hear in the gospel story, Jesus was kind, meek, soft-hearted. But today, we heard these words that, "Woman, I came here only for the lost sheep of Israel. What are you doing? What are you doing to me?" And there's only two incidents recorded that I know of, and also made some research about this, that Jesus followed or being scolded in the scripture. Number one, if you have an idea, during the wedding in Cana, when Mary said to Jesus, "We don't have any wine," and Mary said, "Do whatever he tells you." And guess what? Jesus obeyed Mary. And now in our gospel story, another woman who said, "Because I need your help, Jesus, listen to me. Heal my daughter." But the most interesting part of this story is this Canaanite woman is coming from the outside. Mary connected to Jesus. Canaanite woman from the outside is not even connected to Christ himself. But what is he doing this? Why was Jesus so harsh with words? And I learned this also. God is God. Jesus knows everything because he is God. But what happened in this situation? Jesus is learning with his own ministry. This became a teaching moment for Christ, because Jesus did not appear only for the Jewish people, but for everyone. Because the reference of this is actually when Jesus got lost when he was a kid. And there is a word being said, Jesus grew in spirit. So this moment, even though Jesus is Jesus, God as God, it is a learning experience of Christ. What does it tell us as human beings? We never stop learning. And also, secondly, that I find it very interesting in this dynamic, lost in translation. Jesus said, I'm gonna preach only for the Jewish people. But the woman said, "No, listen to me." Have you been in a country that no one understands you at all? Have you been in other parts of the world that the only communication you can do is pinpoint, "This is what I want," but they don't understand it? And I said, you know, I was away, and I'm going to give you an example and a story that happened in Germany again. And I visited this family, which their life is farm life. I don't know about you. I grew up in the city. For those of you who, there's chickens, horses, and there's cornfield. And this is my life for a week. And it was overwhelming because I came from South Pasadena. What do I know about farm life? The grocery store is the closest farm I ever been. And here, this experience of mine, and the grandfather of my friend said, I will give you a tour of the city. Remember I told you about the bike I could not reach? That's not the story I'm going to tell you today. I said, the bike was ready, the car was ready to go. No, and the grandfather said, I am a farmer. I'm going to give you a tour. I'm going to give you a tour using my tractor, John Deere tractor. If you don't know what John Deere tractor is, Google it. It's a green machine that moves slowly. And don't worry about it. And they asked me, do you have your California driver's license? Yes, I do. Bring it with you. What do I know about farming? I thought John Deere tractor is easy to drive, but it's not. Here in California, or my car, I drive Toyota, stick shift. A John Deere tractor, if you don't know about it, it's manual. When you drive it, clutch and then gas. Clutch and then brake. But my brain is telling me you're driving an automatic car. So what do? I let go of the gas, it stops. I let go of the gas and the brake, it stops. And then the people around me was just like looking at me, who's this Asian kid driving a tractor in the middle of the nowhere in Germany? And they're having a good time. And then this kid, sitting next to me, he's a 13-year-old German kid. His name is Max, yelling and screaming at me for an hour and a half. We have no idea what he was talking about. And I just said, I'm just going to keep driving, no matter what happens to me. And then at the end of the tour, I saw the city, barely, because I was focusing on the road and the people coming next to me. At the end of the tour, and the grandfather said, I'm not worried about your life or my kid's life. I'm worried about the engine of my tractor because it is expensive. Well, dude, you told me to use the machine anyway. So I learned this in life, that when there is an opportunity for you to do something out of, not necessity, something adventurous, do it, but be safe. When God is giving you an opportunity to travel and to meet new people, or not even travel, have an experience of something new, do it because you're going to learn something from it. And what I learned about this experience also, this 13-year-old kid yelling at me in German, I still have nightmares about that. Because even though we're doing the same thing, but we're communicating differently. Lost in translation, and I said, the thing is, if you have that experience, the only thing that you can follow is your gut. This 13-year-old kid maybe know how to drive, think how to drive, no, but I had the experience of driving, so I have to trust myself and insurance. Lost in translation. And how can I connect this to what happened in the gospel story? The gospel story might, or Jesus and the Canaanite woman might not be understand each other, but there is a commonality that touched their lives. One thing, compassion. Jesus was moved with pity. Jesus was moved with compassion. When Jesus saw that this woman is suffering desperately, he was moved by compassion. It became a teaching moment for the two of them. Even though this woman is from the outside, I need to trust this Jesus that he will heal my daughter. When your spouses don't listen to you, what happened to you? You get frustrated. I told you to throw the trash out, but you're not listening to me at the moment. If your children is not listening to you for not doing their homework right, what happened? You get frustrated. Go to your room. You'll be grounded. And the children will be happy. Yes! I'm just kidding. Sometimes in life, there's some miscommunication, loss in translation, and also in our faith. In our faith, there's always miscommunication because we want something, but God wants us to do something different. But what can we do in order to move our spirit and our faith? Keep an eye on a compassionate God, and for us also to be compassionate with one another. With what's going on around the world at the moment, and even in our country, in Virginia, Charlottesville, and everything, in Barcelona, in Finland, it seems that no one is listening. Because as I said before, in the gospel story, or even in our faith, two things. You need to learn how to listen, and you need to learn how to be heard. Because when we hear things, we react, but we start listening, there is understanding and learning involved. And I think with what's going on in our country and around the world right now, with so many chaotic incidents, it's time for us just to be quiet and listen. If we develop our listening heart, if we develop our listening ears, we will hear God saying, be just and to do good, which we heard in our first reading. I want you to reflect on that words. Be your mantra, maybe today and for the rest of our lives. Do what is just and do what is right. And if we do all those things, the world will be a little peaceful. And because we need it at the moment, we learn how to listen, and we also learn how to be heard. And this is exactly what happened in the gospel story. This woman wanted to be heard, and Jesus listened. Let this gospel be our teaching moment, not just today, but every single day, because God has given us this wonderful life, and be adventurous. And may God be with us every single day. Not just with our eyes, but also mostly with our ears, to listen what is more important. Because if we are being heard, we feel good and we feel better. May God bless us all. Amen.